Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare My dear devotees, I do not know if every one of you knows what is coming in their life with this retreat. And therefore, I would love to introduce it. This is something, a retreat is something totally different than most of us are accustomed. We know festivals, we know Sunday feasts, we know lectures, we also have some experience of seminars. But most of us have not much experience of a retreat. In Sanskrit, retreat is called anusthan. It means you give all the focus and concentration that you have to improve a certain devotional practice. In our tradition, you will have retreats which go for 3 months. And what the devotees who go on this retreat do during this is very different from what we know in our comfort society, our lazy society for spiritual life. They focus on chanting, for instance, from 3 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock at night. They eat once a day. And whenever it happens that they interrupt their chanting, for instance, maybe they talk to someone, then they don't count this day where this happened. Some start with the whole anusthan from the very beginning. You see, it is a very different concept than going someplace to hear a nice lecture. One of those who come here said, oh, this is a very different place. There is no Wi-Fi here. And I said, you have noticed, this is a different place which requires a different attitude from you. But we will try to focus in the time which we are here in nature, we will try to focus on meeting God. Oops. Have you ever thought about if it's possible for you to meet God? I think most of us don't believe that it's possible. However, we hear that when we learn to chant free from offenses, free from, then we can actually meet the Lord face to face. Face to face means like this. Maybe one of you can read this quotation in a slow and loud voice. scared to go Krishna, please read it.
The more attentively and sincerely you chant the names of the Lord, the more spiritual progress you will make.
Yes, so this is Srila Prabhupada speaking about attentively chanting, and what was the other quality? Sincerely. In Hamburg, he said to all of us when he visited us, I had not yet joined the temple, but if you actually learn to chant sincerely, you can meet Krishna.
Wow!
This is very different than a half-baked spirituality. It is something really serious, and we will try to work on this during the time which we have. And I must really say, I've so far given many, many retreats all over the world, but I've never been able to find such a nice place which is really so remote. You can't look at your, you can't look at films during your time. Here you can't make phone calls. Here you really have to decide, will I do this or will I run away and cry? So it is something wonderful, something different, and I wanted to, in the beginning, put the serious note into our mind. I am personally convinced that each single one of you wants to chant sincerely and attentively. I am convinced that every one of you wants to change their bad japa and kirtan habits. I'm convinced. Why am I convinced? Because every one of you wants to be blissful. But some of us don't know how to do that. And we look therefore in other places and not in the place of the holy name. So we will learn this. I'm very excited to serve you on this retreat. I know that for some of you, you will make breakthrough experience and you will remember this for the rest of your life. I know that some of you are destined to make giant steps forward in your spiritual life. But for this, I will take care with the organizers that we create an atmosphere where you can actually make a wonderful Krishna conscious experience. Are you in this? Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Good. I will check you on this. Yes. I will watch you very carefully. And I will not be very polite in this retreat. Good. So let us sing.
Oh, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
One new song now. line is the same, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But the new thing is, we will sing as if we really mean it. That is, asking Krishna to please, asking Radha, oh Radhe, oh Krishna. What do we ask when we chant? Please disengage me from Maya and engage me in your service. So let us chant this now as if we mean it. Let's sing now. Hare Krishna. Let me affectionately welcome all of you. I congratulate you. You made a wonderful decision to come to this retreat. And I'm very, very motivated to serve you and try to see that you have the best possible experience. I would like to start today with the glories of the Holy Name. I think we all have heard many times in our lectures from our Swamis, from reading Srila Prabhupada's books about the importance of the Holy Name. And I want to go through a few things. Can someone think what is the essence of Krishna consciousness? What is the essential one thing which distinguishes Krishna consciousness from material life?
Never forget Krishna and always
remember. Yes. So this is possible by chanting the holy name. The essence is always remember Krishna and never forget him. And this becomes possible when one chants the Maha Mantra in an attentive and sincere way. One has to learn it. The power of sound needs to be learned. And nowadays, we find many people talk to me that there is a lot in the entertainment business about people who learn to chant certain enchanted syllables, and then all of a sudden natural phenomena happens. You know, a flash comes from the sky and kills a whole army. You know, there is a Merlin there who says Agra Kadabra and makes all this possible. And there's a lot on this in the awareness of modern men, that the sound, when you learn to chant it properly, has tremendous potency. Now, this whole idea comes really from the ancient Vedic tradition, where you learn that if you learn to chant certain mantras, you can heal, for instance. It is for those of you who are second initiated, if you learn to chant the Gayatri mantra in a proper way, you can heal disease, all kinds of diseases. You don't need to go to the hospital. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati told his devotees, no, you don't need to go to and take medicine. You need to learn how to chant properly. No? But the greatest benefit of what the Vaishnavas or the Vedic tradition has in store for us, if you chant the mantras properly, my dear devotees, your heart becomes purified and becomes a place where God is manifested. Wow! Direct experience, no theory any longer. But you need to learn to chant the art. You know, when you even with these minor mantras which are used, or these formulas, if you don't know how to do it, sometimes the opposite effect happens. Like also when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra and you don't really know how to do it, it might be that you become more attached to material life than before, even as a result of the offenses which you commit. No? So, yes, the essence is this. Now there's another point. Jiva Goswami tells us that chanting is the chief means of attaining love of Godhead. No? That is, from all the processes which are there, if you learn to chant the holy name, you can attain love of Krishna. There is an interesting other benefit of chanting. There is something which differentiates the process of chanting from other processes. What other processes are there in the Vedic scripture for self-realization? We learn jnana, karma, and yoga, ashtanga yoga, yes. But there is one verse, the Brihat Naradiya Upanishad says, not yoga, not karma, not jnana, only the chanting works in Kali Yuga. Yes. There are other statements. I will go to our advancement in Krishna consciousness. 90% of our advancement in Krishna consciousness is dependent on chanting. Did you know this? When you chant good, you make advancement like really easily without effort. If you don't learn this art, it will be very difficult for you to advance. Very difficult. There's also, I like to end with one quotation, of all the orders of the spiritual master. This is something what Prabhupada says. There is one order which is most important. Prabhupada says it's like this. Of all the orders of the spiritual master, his order to chant at least 16 rounds is most essential. May I know who honestly chants 16 rounds each day? Actually, better not to ask this question. Ask yourself this question, if you chant honestly 16 rounds each day. That's certain secrets you need to be kept. Although the chanting is known as the easiest process in Krishna consciousness, to develop Krishna consciousness, perhaps the devotees in the movement for Krishna consciousness find it very difficult, because there are certain blocks which are there in the which is in our mind. We often feel, because I have joined the movement for Krishna consciousness, I have my friends, I have an automatic ticket back to Godhead. And many older devotees have found out this does not work like this. You need to really be invested and serious to improve, and if you want to improve, there are a few blocks of change, of your change, something that prevents one to become a committed chanter. The very first thing which I have often seen is change is not needed. Wow, it's there. This is someone who is unaware of spiritual truth. He thinks, no, it's all right. I belong already. I have my initiation. Don't you understand? I have my name and so on. I don't need to purify my chanting. This is the unaware chanter. The next block which keeps you from chanting and improving your chanting is change is not possible. I tried so many times. My neighbor also doesn't chant nicely. My neighbor in Krishna consciousness, I mean. And let me be honest, I'm a kirtan man, but not a japa man. You know, let's face the unavoidable truth, you know. I'm giving my best and practical seva, but to chant purely and ecstatically, well, that's not possible for me. This is the indifferent chanter, who has an indifferent mind to chanting. Then is the next one, block. It is, change is too hard. It's too much of an effort to invest. Such a devotee will say, my mind is too active. I just can't focus. This is the lazy chanter. Maybe you have met these personalities in you. And then there is someone which I have met in my own life. I mean, I'm like this sometimes. I was like this. Change will happen automatically. Let me just continue like I do, and somewhere in the distant future, I will be a good chanter. These are Hare Krishna, Ananta Prabhu, welcome. Ananta Prabhu, we have just spoken about what keeps us from coming to the best version of ourselves. We think either there is no need to change, or we think change is not possible, or we think change is just too hard, too difficult. Or what I think is very much spread in our movement, change will happen automatically. I will automatically somehow be a pure devotee and go back to God. Don't ask me how, but somehow it will work. I have joined this movement. This is the promise, no? Everyone says it's so easy, no? So it should happen with me. All these moods keep us from becoming a committed chanter. I would like to go with you to the five types of chanta. It's number four, where we will learn something about the committed chanta. Do you understand the word committed? What is it in Slovenian, please? Predan, the Predan chanta, no? The committed chanta, my dear devotee, is a rare species. He thinks, he understands the necessity to be absorbed in chanting. He just thinks, oh, I have to get this one thing right. I may have difficulties in other areas of my spiritual life, but I must make this right. What the committed chanter has an attitude, he makes chanting the priority. He's determined. It's just like I'm living with a devotee, and this devotee says, I will not eat before I've done my puja to Gopal. This is a committed pujari, no? A committed chanter will say, I will not really do my life if my chanting is my priority, because after all, I'm here in this human form of life to meet God, to again reconnect with Him. We had the other chanters, and I want to quickly go through you, because I will ask you a question. Where are you? The inattentive chanter. The inattentive chanter is distracted while he chants, and his attitude is, let me just somehow or other finish my rounds. Then there is a lazy chanter. The lazy chanter is also sluggish. He will think, he's very lazy. Haridas Thakur speaks about him. I have a quote for you. If one chants with a lazy mind, or after chanting a little, one has to stop before finishing his round, it is called laziness. From this, one's taste for the name can never develop. Then there is the indifferent chanter. He is apathetic. Apathetic means he doesn't care any longer. His attitude is he neglects his practice. He doesn't chant any longer a fixed number of rounds. He just says, I give up. And finally, there is the one. He is either a new devotee or an old devotee in our movement. He's unaware of the necessity for good chanting. He lacks awareness and knowledge of chanting. He does not know how important it is and what are the opportunities. And his attitude is, yes, I chant sometimes here. And there I chant a little. Mostly I will go to kirtan events. No? So,
may I just ask, what does the word sluggish mean?
Sluggish, lazy, dumb, like... water buffalo chanting. Sluggish. Someone said the word?
Uninspired.
You have Google in your, but we don't have Wi-Fi. Sluggish is like tired, lazy, covered.
Like dull.
Dull. Yes, dull. Have you seen the water buffaloes in Vrindavan at 2 o'clock when it's hottest, you know? So much tamma. So these are different, and if we keep in one of these mentalities, my dear devotees, the problem is that we can never actually taste the nectar of Krishna consciousness. We always remain just an observer. We will be looking through the window and everyone is ecstatic except for me, you know. What is it? Smiling faces everywhere, but not for me. We will be a frustrated old man. So in this way, to learn to become a committed chanter is necessary. And it can be done by learning a simple formula, which I call the Isha formula. It's three practices which we will learn in this holy name retreat. The first is intention, that you have the intention to change your chanting. You really think, I can do it, I want to do it, I will do it. When you sit in the morning down, you take just a minute to connect with this intention. It's called in Sanskrit as sankalpa. This is my time with Krishna. This is the I of the Isha formula. S is full sincerity. I'm a fallen soul. My dear Lord, I'm now calling out to you. Please accept me. No, this type of sincerity. And the last thing is you try to remain as attentive as you possibly can. Let us go through the Isha formula. What is the Isha formula? What is the I standing for? I'm asking you.
Intention.
No, that is, when you sit down, you think about your intention. When you lead a kirtan, sometimes you have the intention, I hope it's a good kirtan and everyone will invite me again to lead a kirtan. That is a mixed intention. But when you do japa, you can't have such mixed motives. You have to think, I have the intention now to connect with Krishna. S, for what is S?
Sincerity,
yes. Sincerity means no pretense, really. I'm really facing the situation that I'm trying, but I'm not yet successful. My dear Lord, please help this soul. And A, what is the A?
Attention.
Mm-hmm. If you have a notebook, I will from time to time, notebook means, you know, pen and paper, because we have no Wi-Fi here. From time to time say to you, please, this is something for your notebook. So this Isha formula will help you very quickly to become a committed chanter. Because guess what? When Krishna sees that you have an intention and you are sincere and you try to be attentive to him, he doesn't need more to see. He will reciprocate. Now this is a very difficult word in English and in Slovenian. How do we say reciprocate? Mm-hmm. That sounds very perfect. He will reciprocate. When you are trying to improve your chanting, in other words, my dear devotees, you are not alone. There is a rule in spiritual life. Where focus goes, there the energy flows. This is a formula which people in the material world also use. Where focus goes, energy flows. But in Krishna consciousness, this formula is different than in the material world. Where focus goes, Krishna gives you the energy. It's not your energy. Krishna will see by the law of reciprocation. Who of you knows a verse from the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna speaks how he is willing to reciprocate with the devotee? Yes, what thank you, Radha Govindaji. What does this mean?
As they surrender unto me, I reward them
accordingly. Yes. So as these devotees do something, they surrender, they turn to me, they serve me, they submit their life to me, I am not standing silently in the distance, but I feel I'm called, and then I come and I reward them. This is the beautiful thing about where focus goes, energy flows. Krishna's energy will empower you. Krishna's energy will take away the obstacles in your life. Krishna's energy will work on you so that by Krishna's energy and mercy, you become a good devotee of Krishna. So, I want to just go... I will jump over to the ninth Gokrishna, ninth slide. There is something. Govinda Priya, welcome, welcome. Must have been difficult to come all the way from Split and find this little hermitage in the mountains. Where I want to now do a little Sankalpa exercise for you. I will request you to build teams of two. I will request everyone to participate. So first of all, find yourself a neighbor who speaks your language. I will go with the... with whom will I go? I will see. So, Hare Krishna, can I see, everyone found a neighbor? Yes. Who has not found a neighbor? Please look around where there is another lonely soul, and then you can go to them. No? So everyone has found a neighbor, yes? You have not found a neighbor. Here, there are two. Maybe you want to go to this devotee? Yeah. May I ask again, Jyotirmayi, you have found a neighbor? Yes? Good. Is your neighbor awake or is the neighbor sleeping? If they're sleeping, you have to... we need him now. Good. Who of you is afraid to participate in this exercise and don't want to take part in this exercise? Okay, no one is afraid. Good. I would like you to discuss with your neighbor now a few questions. What does this, I can't see it from here. What? I can't hear you, please. What would be the benefit of changing your japa habits? Yeah? This is the first question. The second question is, who can read it for me, please?
What would be the possible outcome if I don't change my present chanting habits?
What would be the possible outcome if I don't change my chanting habits? My present chanting habits. So why don't we spend a little time working on this with our neighbor? No? You can refer to these two questions, but they will only prepare you for maybe the most important exercise for this evening. Yes? So you have to really work your mind. You can't be lazy. You have to really explore your mind and see about these questions. Yes? Maybe someone can just read them to us in Slovenian translation, because they're so important. First question. Yes, please say.
Okay, prvo vprašanje. Kaj bi bila dobrobit, da bi spremenili svoje mantranje? In pa drugo vprašanje. Kakšen bi bil rezultat tega, če ne spremenimo svojih trenutnih navad pri mantranju?
Yes. All right. So please start now. I'm sorry that you have to think, but there will be more opportunity to think.
Thank you. please, let me see if I can sketch something before me. Perhaps before then bring you to the next level.
One more minute. Okay. What? To complete, yes. So let us complete. So now, Turbo, Niki Lauda, talk. You know. One more minute, please. I will measure you. Yes, Hare Krishna. Of this first session, I wanted to give you a few recommendations or ideas on how you can make the best experience here during the retreat, and then I will ask you a question to discuss with your neighbor, and then you're done. Then you have then we have gone through the first session. Yes, Krishna is number 10, right? Yes, there are a few recommendations which I have distilled Perhaps you know in Vrindavan Puri Jam Prabhu, myself here, we have built a big retreat center, and we have given for many, many years now retreats in Russia, in America, in everywhere, Mauritius and so on, and also in these areas. And I've always seen that the first thing which helps you really is if you see if you can minimize distractions. Like I remember once I went to in one country in a retreat, and after the retreat I wanted to find my room, but I went into the wrong room, and there were the brahmacharis looking at a football game. I immediately closed the door. They couldn't see that it was me who had seen them. But the next day, I made it a point to tell to my audience that please minimize distraction, because you can see when you are with your mind in material things, it's just so difficult to bring the mind into spiritual things. No? If you read a mundane book, or if you see a movie, or if you have sex, it's so difficult afterwards to bring the mind, because you have just associated with a total different energy than the pure energy of Krishna consciousness, and therefore this is good to minimize distractions. You know, during this time, only 3 days, you know, then the next is to pace myself physically. Sometimes going on a retreat is not as easy as it sounds. When we, for instance, when we are physically tired, because most of us are so active during the week. I know I was so active. I was editing or writing my book till late in the evening, 10 o'clock or so. And then I came into this airplane this morning after sleeping for 4 hours. And when Moksha Rupi came and received me in the Graz airport, I was almost not able to see him, you know. My eyes were just going in an X fashion. I was so tired. So please sleep enough, and also eat light. A tired body means a tired mind, and a tired body can come from 2 things in the retreat. Either you don't sleep enough, or you overeat. You eat too much, the meals are too heavy. I once was in Australia and I gave a retreat, and the Australians, wow, oh my God, they really know to eat heavy things, you know. there's a whole culture, you know, of eating heavy. So I came and I said to the cooks, let us provoke the thinking of our audience. We will only give them light vegetables, only a chapati, 2 chapatis, you know. And they came to me after 2 days and said, "Where's the cream cheese?" You know, what is a cheesecake or cheesecake, cream cheese, cheesecake or whatever? The chocolate fudge, you know, vanilla fudge, chocolate fudge. You know, at various recipes, I can And I said, well, you will only sleep if you have to digest these heavy meals. Already for 2 days you have not protested. Just now you have protested. Stay just three, what, the third day on this light diet. And they did. They had faith in the retreat givers. And they said, Maharaj, we never forget this. We have forgotten everything else. We have only, but we remember, you told us how to live healthily. And, you know, good, good. There's something you remember. Nice. And so, pace yourself physically. That's very, very, very important, my dear devotees. Eat enough, eat light, sleep enough. Then my third recommendation to you is make personal space. Spend some time in solitude and in silence, you know. Use the 3 days of the retreat for some reflection, perhaps some introspection. Maybe you want to pray to Krishna when you have found something that is really important for you and sticks in your mind. Great realizations can come when you make space for them to come. If your life is so full with what you do every day, you may not have great realizations. You may only see the same of again and again. I want to also say for the last thing, cultivate positive thoughts and feelings. You know, don't judge devotees. Don't find faults in the devotees. Even when you are together with someone who produces a midnight raga the whole night, you know, by snoring sufficiently, then you can maybe come to Manditangi and others, and then we can put all the snorers together so that they gain some inspiration, you know, from each other. everything can be solved, but don't try to not get into a negative mind where you think bad about others. Rather practice such good things like compassion, forgiveness, gratitude, support of each other, and so on. That will help everyone. There are a few other things which I have not written down here for you. Participate as much as possible, and if you feel you want to drop one session, you want to not come there, that's very fine. Please then spend the time in the idea of the retreat, to be in the nature, sit next to some flowing water, maybe journal, think, pray like this. No? Use it for spiritual activities. When you are there in the kirtan, take a full part, you know, personal investment of your time, and so on. These and many other things are good. I will ask you now your final question. What will you practically commit to doing during this retreat that will improve your relationship with the Holy Name? Is there something you can do during the time of the retreat? Maybe you want to think a little bit about this. Yeah? Here are some recommendations, but they are more on the practical side. I have not really mentioned examples of spiritual things like but for instance, just to tell you what I do during these retreats, retreat time for me means surrender time. I have to be fully conscious all the time. I have to practice what I teach during the retreat. I have to not judge devotees who are beginners in their spiritual life, but I have to encourage them and not be disappointed with them that after so many years they are still at the beginning of their spiritual life. You know, I have to tune my mind also in very positive thoughts and just to be a good servant. And I always tune myself. I say, this rounds, I will really make sure that that my rounds, my 16 rounds, are really good 16 rounds and so on. And in this way, I do some personal thing. Maybe it's easiest for you if you discuss with each other. I think some of you have thought about this before you went on the retreat. You might have said, well, this is a holy name retreat. How will I utilize my time in the best way? I can well imagine that some of you have done this work before. So perhaps you can share this with your neighbor and in this way inspire them to also make their own sankalpa. Whatever you come up now is really the result of taking you through this first session. It's called Entering the Retreat, where we have talked a little bit on the holy name, on some things which are there, some considerations and so on. And please now go back to your duos, your pairs, and talk what you can commit to during the retreat. No, what you can do, how you can, because my dear devotees, the retreat for you will be only as good as you as you are making an endeavor. It's your retreat. It's I'm just simply your servant who tries to help you to think of some things in relationship with the holy name. But it's you who have to do the practice. No? It's your retreat, Hare Krishna. So please talk a little bit for a few minutes.
Thank you.
this?
Just one devotee asked
us. Everyone, because I forgot to say it.
Hare Bol. So some of you have found some nice commitment, perhaps something you might like to do during this time. Perhaps, you know, in the future I will write to you a few, you know, we can see who registers to this for such a retreat, and then I could give you suggestions how to prepare yourself up to the time when you come, because I realize sometimes it may not be easy. We come just out of our busy lives and zoom, we land in the retreat, and all of a sudden, oh, this Maharaj is telling all these things, and so much we have already forgotten everything, and What was it about? Perhaps it was about chanting, you know, and so on. So sometimes it may be good to prepare ourselves a little. My dear devotees, let me just tell you my own commitment. I perhaps have told you that I did not come to the movement because of the devotees. I was totally different than most of the devotees I found. I found actually out I didn't fit really in this Sangha. I was not sad because of, I was a little snobbish. These are different people. They have not, most of them have not studied mysticism and spiritual experiences before, so no. But then I understood one thing. What is here in this movement is a great, great treasure of the holy name and people who are committed to chant the holy name and learn to go deeper into this. I could find out this. I found out that in Kirtan devotees usually were very attentive, especially if they had to lead the kirtan. I could see also that the holy name did a lot of mercy to these devotees, and I could see that they made spiritual experiences through the chanting, which were very, very deep. So I continued in Krishna consciousness. I was for 20 years in the movement, but then something happened which it was very, very interesting. I have talked today with my partner. We had a discussion, and I noticed that this devotee with whom I talked had the same situation. It was a little bit like this. I have heard so much about Krishna, so many lectures, but I have never experienced him. I've never felt him. Yes, I understood that he's there and he cares for me, but I'm not in contact with him. And then I thought, but how long can I go on? I'm only here because of this. I'm not here because of the people. I'm only here to make an experience in Krishna consciousness. I guess I have to just rethink everything over. And then I decided to go deeper into the chanting myself. I always need to say to you, I'm not a good chanter. I have a very, very active mind, very observative mind, a very critical mind. But I have seen that when I focus on chanting, then all of a sudden everything changes. And I think Krishna likes it when we chant. He likes the chanter. So I'm very, very happy to share my own discoveries, which some of them I have discovered with tears in my eyes, tears of gratitude. Others were very difficult lessons I had to learn, and so on. And I'm happy to share this with you, and I hope really it will be inspiring for you. Good. So we will now end this. Do we have? Yes. We want to chant the Jayanathashtakam. Today is the last day of the Purushottam month, and some of us have observed these regulations, and one of them is to chant the Purushottam. This Purushottam, it's called Jagannathashtakam. While we chant this, who will change the slides? Lila Purushottam, yes. Oh, you have the name for this. Yeah?
I just need a few more minutes to prepare.
Mm-hmm. What we will do is, during this ancient prayer, it is very powerful. You will like it very, very much. We will offer a light to the deities. The way we will do it is, one of us, who is it? Audaya Chandika will represent all of us. And we will, she will offer light for all of us. Kadachit kalindi tata vipina sangita kavaro Kadachit kalindi tata vipina sangita kavaro. We will all chant it together now. Udavirinari Vadana Kamala Svara Madhuva Rama Shambhu Brahma Marapati Ganesha Chitapado Jaganata Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Bhuje Savye Vedam Shirasi Shiki Picham Katitate Dukuram Netrante Sahasara Kataksham Vidadate Sala Shimad Vrinda Vanavasati Lila Parichayo Jaganata Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Maham Bodhisthire Kanaka Ruchire Shikare Vasan Prasadanta Sahaja Balabhadrena Malina Subhadra Madhyasta Sakala Sura Seva Vasarado Jaganata Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Kripa Parabara Sajala Jala Dashreni Ruchiro Rama Mani Rama Spurada Mala Pankeru Abhukha Surendra Shutigana Shikagi Kacharito Dharana Dharami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume Rataru Rogasa Patimilita Budeva Patalai Stuti Pradurbhava Pratipadam Upakanya Sadaya Daya Sindur Bandhu Sakala Jagatam Sindur Sutaya Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume Param Brahma Pita Govalaya the Lord full of Nayano Nivasi Nilagro Nita Charano Nanta Shivasi Rasanandi Rana Sarasavapura Inganasuko Jaganata Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Navaya Shiraja Nachaka Nakamani Yavivava Naya Sheham Ramya Sakala Janakamya Surapate Aratvam Bhavati Dhamidam. Naranasasami. Nayanam padanami. Vatume. Jagannath ashtakam punyam. Yapate prayata suci. Sarapapa vishudatma. Vishnu lokam sagatsati. Now let us please all turn towards the deities. The names are Shishi Nitai Gaur Sunda. Gaur Nataraj. I'm sorry. Shishi Gaura Nataraj. Beautiful deities. And Audaya Chandikas in the process of offering the Atik. She will now come to the light. So please, we don't have lights for everyone, but you should think that you are offering this light through Audaya Chandika. Yes, I will most probably also get a light. You can sing. Govinda, would you like to play Gatas? Yes. Just play it,
Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. So yes, this was the first session entering the retreat. Our goal here was to set an intention how to use the upcoming days to our full benefit, and I think it's just already Krishna's mercy that we are all here. Don't worry a bit. when you have booked your seat in the train, now it will bring you for sure. So I think our Mandi Tangi will give us a little overview about the schedule. And thank you really for everyone for making this possible. This the projection of the slides happened really in the last minute. Moksha Rupi, you are a technical wizard. Really, it came together very nice, no? Krishna's mercy.